UFOs, the Great Last Days Deception.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, that's a big topic, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So everybody knows UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object.
Yep.
And
yep.
Beginning in the 1940s, late in the U.S. and worldwide, there began to be really a more occurrence, although they found past, sightings from the 1800s and stuff that were in newspapers.
Yeah.
But there's just been a barrage of this, and then the whole idea that the government's covering up, and it's in our news today, and you're seeing this actually playing into the last days of the Great Deception.
Yeah, exactly, and frankly, a lot of this stems from before I became a Christian, folks that don't know my testimony.
Yes.
Basically, a 1980s ex-headbanger, drug addict, sexual moron, male chauvinist, pig guy involved in the occult and New Age.
Now, you're still a headbanger, right?
A little bit. I guess when you get frustrated, seriously. But coming out of the New Age, of course, New Age basically carbon copy is, if you get involved in New Age, you're going to get involved in UFOs.
It's true.
And because they go outside the Bible for their supposed source of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the premises of these so-called space brothers that are supposed to be out there in the star system, Pleiades, or orbiting the Earth, whatever the story is. It's a deception. And, they are out there saying this is some information we gotta give humanity in our time of crisis. They're here to help us. There are new saviors. And then these New Age people get into these altered state of consciousness, and the space brothers speak through them. And so basically I was into all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until, Dr. Clarkson, I got saved. Shocker, got into the Bible.
Well, praise God.
And then I had never in my life heard.
And Hal Lindsey's Late Great Planet Earth turned your head, didn't it?
Honestly, I had never come across that book.
Okay.
Even before Christian, what have you. And I know of it now, of course.
Yes.
But basically, I got into, the scripture, and I started seeing the Bible prophecy for the first time. And you learn about a one world government, a one world economy, an antichrist figure, and this mark of the beast system, and then you hear about this thing called the rapture, how the church is removed.
And the one world religion, which is really where this is going to come.
Exactly. And so then all of a sudden, I'm there as a brand new baby Christian, and I'm going like, whoa, 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 I just came out of this stuff, except on the other side. And the other side is saying the 7-year tribulation is a good thing, it's just Mother Earth cleansing herself. And don't worry about those people that disappear. Those are those ones who are they're spiritually lower evolved, and they can't handle the great earth changes that are coming. And so when they disappear, it's the UFOs. And I'm going, whoa, what a deception. Hence the title, UFOs, the Great Last Days Deception. And so we begin to tear it apart in that resource.
Well, of course, you found out through your own salvation testimony and experience, the New Age is really the old lie.
Yes.
Back to the garden where Satan slithered up and whispered, you shall be as gods.
Yes.
And that's the promise of New Age and
these
saviors from outer space that are going to help us make a quantum leap to a new species, humanity 2.0.
Yeah.
But can I just refer to what Jesus said about the devil?
Oh, absolutely.
And kind of who he is and what he's like.
Yeah.
This is in the argument, this is in the temple, happens in the temple with the Pharisees. What a great place to make a sermon about the devil. But Jesus said to them, why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jesus is truth, Satan is the lie.
Right. Right. And he's the father of all lies.
Yeah.
So even though, pick a lie, where does it ultimately come from? I didn't say it, Jesus did.
Right.
It comes from Satan. It comes from some sort of demonic input. Maybe I wasn't there when they, whispered in somebody's ear to start the lie on the planet. Granted, but Jesus lays the gauntlet down. All lies. He's the father of all lies. Satan is. Right? And so when you take a look at UFOs, that's what we begin to do. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. And I'll get to that in a second, but let me just back up a little bit, because some of the viewers might be going like, okay, this is kind of one of those wacky topics,
Yeah.
And sometimes they might say like, well, I'm almost tempted just to shut the program off now because I'm a Christian. I don't need to understand UFOs and aliens. That's kind of freaky. No, you need to. And this is the premise with the resource that we're providing. You're missing a golden opportunity to reach our planet.
Right.
Because the statistics are Christian.
Please, yeah.
We need to understand this. More people in our country right now statistically believe in aliens exist than in the existence of God. More people right now believe that aliens have landed on planet Earth than Jesus is the Son of God. In fact, they're saying, the headlines are still out there, UFOlogy is becoming the new religion for the 21st mm-hmm. century. Because people now believe that aliens will save them, not God. So basically, I translate the statistics and I say, Christian, here's why. Like it, lump it, leave it or not, you need to get equipped biblically right. on this topic, because our world is enthralled with it, number one. Number two, they're being led down a horrible deception.
And this TV show, Ancient Aliens, that's kind of the expression of this in pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
And it really sort of lays the foundation for these lies that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we start off with, of course, we start with the premise of UFOs, and then we get into four chapters of study on the history of UFOs, and just deal with, here's what's going on, here's what, and you begin to see, wow, there's something kind of weird, something strange, something ominous mm-hmm. is really going on. But then by the time we get to the fifth chapter and then moving forward, we say, okay, so what's going on here? And I'll throw out a disclaimer. I'm not saying every single thing
right.
Is a UFO. I don't really believe that at all.
Yeah.
I really think, and I'll put a high number on it, I really think about 95%+ of what people say they see is a UFO, what have you, really is governmental aircraft. It's so far advanced, Dr. Clarkson, most uh-huh. people have no clue. I mean, we're so far behind the technology, what they really got, it's crazy. You think it is, but it's not.
Friend of mine, his best friend works for McConnell Douglas
yeah.
Air Force down in Fort Worth, and this man oversees the building where you start. It's a mile long. You start with metal, and out comes, you know, an F-35.
Right.
And oversees that whole process. But he's told my friend who's asked, he said, that's us.
Yep.
Well, he's a government guy, and he believes that it is. But it's that 5% that
right.
is an anomaly. It's unexplainable.
Well, and that's what we deal with.
That's
exactly.
what you're looking at.
So I'm not going to say, oh, everything, because I don't yeah. think that's true. And I think it undermines the research that people can benefit from. That's, so I would never say that. I do think there's another slice that, frankly, unfortunately, are hoaxes. I do think that another slice is people's hopeful wishes. They want it to be, but no, I'm sorry, the blinky lights are...
I wouldn't have seen it if I didn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I do think there was a small slice there that, no, it's not a governmental aircraft, it wasn't a hoax, and it wasn't a blinky lights from an airliner. What was that? That's what we deal with in this resource from a biblical point of view. Who are they? What are they doing? What's their real motive? What's their behavior? And comparing it to the scripture, you see it is all about a great last day's deception. It's going somewhere. So we begin to take that journey, and we start off with, you mentioned lies, father of all lies, John chapter 8, come
right.
from Satan. That's what we do. You stop before you go anywhere. What's the premise of UFOs and aliens? They come here and they supposedly tell us what? Here we are. Who are we? We are a higher evolved race of beings coming from some other place in the universe, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, stop right there. Evolved? That's evolution. Mm-hmm. Evolution is a lie.
Right.
So right there out of the gates, you just lied to me. If evolution can't happen on this planet, and it can't, it's not going to happen on any planet. If it can't happen here, it's not going to happen anywhere. Okay, it's a lie. So right out of the gates, you lied. And what's the scripture say? Jesus said it. You just quoted it. Where do the lies come from? So that tells you right out of the gates, this entity that's saying this, that they're an alien, UFO, that their words out of their mouth, so to speak, you lied to me. That's demonic. That's a demonic deception. They also lie throughout history when they show up. Believe it or not, there were UFO reports in the late 1800s. And you know how they appeared to people? You can actually see photographs of it. As blimps. Airships.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Last time I checked, I don't think you're going to make it from Mars on a blimp to Earth.
Right.
But yet that's exactly what they told the people that time. That's
mm-hmm.
a lie.
Right.
Right. Now, why did they do that? Well, what you find is they're also, they lie to people, they mimic people's flying technology for each succeeding generation. And why was it a blimp back then? Because that's all the flying technology they had back then. And why do they appear now more of a metallic type ship? Because that's where we're at with our flying technology, right? But so did you drastically improve your technology that fast? Did you really fly from Mars on a blimp? Or, just like with your identity with UFOs, being evolved, which is a lie, you're mm-hmm. also lying with your technology, right? So they're liars. Where do lies come from? They come from Satan. And that's just, we start going, okay, so I'm dealing with a demonic deception. Then you keep going, you take a look at what these things teach, right? Because they come here with a message that we so desperately need to hear in this time of need of humanity, right? And what do they teach? It's the old New Age lie that I came out of, the occult. They say that all of us, first of all, you would think if they're going to come and help us, right? Hey, give us a cure for cancer. Solve the energy crisis. Oh, no, no, no. You show up on the scene and you say, ha-ha, We are all little gods.
Yep.
There is no such thing as sin, that we don't need a Savior. Jesus, Muhammad, and Buddha, and Confucius all came from the ETs to help us in our next step in spiritual evolution. Yeah. So now they spiritualize evolution, which is a lie. They actually say that we need to worship Mother Earth or we will be destroyed. Oh, speaking of which, they say we need to, of all things, you come all the way across the universe, all things, we need to unite under a one world religion, a one world government, a one world economy, under a one world ruler in order to bring peace and harmony to the planet. I kid you not, they also say, oh, by the way, Lucifer, he's a good guy who's come to free us. I'm just quoting what they are saying. I'm not making this up.
Now, are these sayings, now let's be clear for our audience.
Yeah.
These are through channeling experiences.
And that's the other problem, right?
And maybe somebody needs you to define channeling.
Channeling, of course, is an occult practice, New Age practice. Been there, done that. Wish I wouldn't have bought the t-shirt.
Yeah.
And basically, it is one of the many ways. There's different ways you can do it. But you get your body into an altered state of consciousness. Now, when you do that, then an entity can come into you, which is possession.
An entity.
Right, can come into you and speak through your vocal cords.
Right.
Well, that's what these, and that's a whole chapter on that, how they communicate. Mm-hmm. Right? Not only do you, supposedly, you lie to me because you're saying evolution and how you mimic technology for each succeeding generation, and then you come all the way across the universe, you don't give me a cure for cancer, nothing I could really use, you just support the occult.
Right.
You debunk only Jesus, God, and the Bible, you say there is no Savior, and you say the devil's a good guy, oh, and follow the Antichrist regime, okay, that's kind of fishy. But then, the only way I can get this higher improved knowledge that I've desperately got to share with humanity is, I got to get myself into an altered state of consciousness where you can take over my vocal cords and speak through me. Really? I mean, you're supposed to be this, not just highly evolved, but highly advanced scientific race who's come to help us. You think you could beam me down a walkie-talkie like Kirk Enterprise or, you know, something like that?
Right.
Or can you just send me an email? How about tapping to my cell phone?
There you go. But
no, the only way I can communicate with you is an old-fashioned demonic technique, Deuteronomy 18, that God forbids. Why? Because it's demonic, and that's how you're going to get deceived.
That's right. And this isn't just the messages that we have from the people who claim to speak for these beings. But we also have on record Vatican Catholic officials making pronouncements. And you know about that, so tell us
whole
things.
Yeah, we got a whole section on that. It's just like, man, this is like some sort of a science fiction conspiracy. It's just like, okay, somebody's made, you check the research, this is really what's going on. And the Vatican has their own astronomers, which I didn't know originally when I was doing the research. And they don't only have their own astronomers. They got, is what's reported anyway, some of the most powerful, if not the most powerful telescopes on the planet, the Vatican. So they're investing resources in this. The Vatican, unfortunately, has fallen for the lie of evolution. So they're ripe for the lie because you need to believe the lie of evolution to believe the lie of evolved aliens, right?
Right.
But they're out there saying that they want to be the ones to make imminent disclosure. Pope Francis has gone on record, said that he'd be more than happy to baptize an alien. I'm not making that up. That's still in the news. You can check it out. And their astronomers are saying that the aliens are really what we were reading when the Bible mentions angels. And they say, oh, that was really the ETs. And then they are saying that the aliens could very well be sinless, which means they're closer to God. So whatever they say when they come to us, we need to submit to that because they have a better knowledge of God, including the gospel. In fact, they even go on and basically say they define a heretic in the future will be people who don't believe the new gospel that our new saviors are coming to save us. They even go so far as to denigrate the virgin birth of Jesus. This is from the Vatican. That it was really, he's a star child. He was genetically engineered by the ETs. Kid you not, it's on record. And then basically, they want to be the ones to give imminent disclosure. And that we need to submit to these aliens, a new gospel, etc. And again, I share, what's their gospel? Hey, the 7-year tribulation is a great time. It's really Mother Earth cleansing herself. Those of you who are left behind, who didn't disappear at the rapture, which they say the aliens came and got him, so it's the perfect excuse to explain away that event. Those that are left behind, you're a chosen one, this is great, and the Vatican's right there, they want to be the ones at the top, they want to make this imminent disclosure, and it's just, it's wild, it's all deceit, all being prepared for people to fall for it. One thing that we do, Dr. Clarkson, too, is we go beyond, listen, this is so demonic, these entities, they don't want to just take over your vocal cords. Okay, they want to possess you. And you see, and we record many instances of people who've had encounters with that small slice, that they really act like somebody who classically has been demon-possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, when people have an encounter, they go, a lot of times they go into the occult, into New Age, and away from God, which is what demons do. They lead you astray. Two, they go insane,
mm-hmm.
which you look at even the biblical accounts of demon possession. That's
very real.
There you go. But also, some of them, a lot of them, they kill themselves. They commit suicide. And John chapter 8, Satan's not just a liar and father of all lies. What's he? A murderer. He's been one from the beginning. So you even see that thing. In fact, we even quote secular ufologists. And I'm talking the big guys. The guys have been doing this for decades. Secularists. And Jacques Vallée, John Keel, Lynn Cato, these guys. And they're saying basically that basically what you're dealing with, this is their words. Non-Christian, secularists. They're saying basically the UFO phenomena, it's more akin to magic, okay, than physics. It's more akin to the occult. Basically, you want to understand the UFO phenomena, you need to get immersed in the occult. Because what they're doing is basically carbon copy. In fact, the words that they'll use is, basically, what you're doing and dealing with here is an age-old demonological phenomenon.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what was mentioned in the past, they said about demons, is the same thing that you're dealing with here. So even the secular guys are saying you're dealing with a strange demonic issue. In fact, what's really strange is many times when these critters supposedly, when they show up, there's a smell. There's a certain smell. And it's sulfur. It's on record. And then, I remember back from the occult days, oftentimes when a demon presence would show up, it smelled like sulfur. One of the classic cases we show is in the account. Of course, a movie was made about it, but it was an actual account. The Amityville Horror.
Uh-huh.
And when that entity, the demon showed up, it smelled like sulfur. And he goes, sulfur? Right? Well, Revelation 19, what's the Bible describe the lake of fire? The lake of burning sulfur.
Yeah.
And that's just very strange to me. Because of all things for aliens to smell like when they show up on the scene, not a stale cheeseburger, stale milk, you know, a burnt toast. Sulfur? The lake of fire?
Yeah.
That's kind of strange, don't you think?
I do.
And then, there's one way on record, Dr. Clarkson, and we have a whole chapter on this, and actual accounts. There's one way on record that you can get rid of these critters 100% of the time. And you know what that is? Wonder of wonders?
The name of Jesus?
Bingo. It's when you rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ and they flee. They not only flee, they flee like hotcakes.
Yeah.
We share two occurrences. One guy was experiencing this encounter and he was being levitated off his bed, he said. His wife was asleep and didn't wake up. And then he said he was so frightened and he just said, Jesus, Jesus, help me. And he says the entities, whatever it was, he said I sensed like they got mad. And he says they threw me back down on the bed so hard that my wife then woke up and says, would you stop jumping on the bed?
Wow.
And then another guy that's encountered, and him and his wife, and they didn't know what was going on. They thought it was just some sort of a lucid nightmare. He said that they stopped it in the name of Jesus. And listen, he says it's vital that we get this information out.
Well, you mentioned the secular scholars, if we'll call them that, and writers. I know there are some that have actually, even if they believe that these are extraterrestrials and not demons, they've been led to question whether there's not a dark side.
Yeah.
They can see that everything's not as it purports to be.
Right.
And I'm glad for their honest admission of that. But let me ask you a question. We're aware that a lot of the people who claim to have had an actual encounter and have even supposedly been abducted, there are certain parallels to really what we'd call satanic ritual abuse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have a whole section on that, and I've interviewed some actual people.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, not saying 100% of the time,
right,
but a lot of the time, the people that start to experience the UFO phenomenon, aliens, manifestations, is typically got involved in the occult and or family has a history in the occult.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we share a testimony of a lady. I'll just say her name is Christine, which is a real name, I won't say, obviously.
Right.
From Oregon. And she herself didn't necessarily get into the occult, but her dad did.
Okay.
And he got involved in the occult and invited that kind of activity in the house.
Into the home.
And then Wonder of Wonders, guess what, also starts to show up on the scene. UFOs. And back to that aspect, again, she shared in the encounter in their farmland up in Oregon that they had an experience, her and her twin sister, and we account that in there, and that these entities started coming towards her, obviously scared. And her and her sister got backed up against some shrubbage, I believe. And they didn't know what to do, and here they come. She said, and this is another encounter. She says, so I just said, Jesus, you know, rebuked him in the name of Jesus. She said they not only fled, they fled so fast they were tripping over each other.
Mm.
Right? But wonder of wonders, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? With that you can get rid of the, and what does that sound like? It's the old classic phrase. If it walks like a duck, acts like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably what?
Guess what?
It's a duck. Well, if it lies like a demon, and it communicates like a demon, and it deceives like a demon, and it wants to possess you like a demon, and speak through you like a demon, and
chances are,
and is even rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ like a demon, what are you dealing with here?
Well, as you said, bingo. That's the final
right
manifestation.
Yeah, exactly.
They know his authority, because even Legion was possessed, and you know they challenged him, "Are you come to torment us before the time?"
Yeah.
They know who he is and his authority.
Well, interesting you say that, because I quote a secular guy there. He says, could it be that the answer is right before us of these entities and what they're doing, because they're working so hard to try to dissuade people from the only one who can stop them, and that is Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a secular guy said that.
Wow.
But you look at it, if you put yourself, if you will, into the Antichrist shoes, here's an event that happened globally. You can't spin this baby away, the rapture of the church. And it was the disappearance of people all over the planet, and specifically in only Christians. How
right
do you explain that one away?
Yeah.
Well, now with all this prep work being laid behind the scenes, including the involvement of the Vatican,
mm-hmm,
right? What do? You just air a global broadcast after that event, right? Not going to say, thus saith the Lord, but just to deal with the evidence. And you get, in fact, get a religious figure to help pacify the emotion. And who could that be? Wonder of Wonders? Vatican, maybe? I don't know. They're already into this. And you get somebody like the Pope up there, and all he has to do, bingo, global broadcast, CNN, whatever. Go, and he says, hey, tell you what, guys, you were right. As you've known for decades now, the government's been hiding this truth from you.
Yeah.
But aliens are real. But, and the people that have disappeared, they're okay. They're okay. Your loved ones, they've been beamed up by the spaceships. They're orbiting the planet Earth. But spiritually, they're not able to go in with us.
I've even heard a variation that says, in kindness, they're being rehabilitated now.
Right.
So they can rejoin us.
Yeah, that they're basically in a holding pen.
Yeah.
So they could spiritually evolve.
Right.
To join us on Utopia.
Catch up
that
with
our
you,
saviors are now are going to provide for us on this planet. That's not just a lie. That's a brilliant lie. And not only a brilliant lie, it's a lie, think about it, Dr. Clarkson, that has been put into place about 150 years ago, starting with Charles Darwin.
Right.
Right? How are you going to fall for the, to explain away the rapture of the church? You got to first buy, think about Satan.
Yeah.
He knows what's coming in the last days. So he raises up a guy like Charles Darwin, 150 years ago, and it took a while,
right,
got it rolling. And now people across the world have fallen for the lie. You repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, often enough, people believe it. Evolution, that wasn't the end game. Then that sets them up in the 40s and 50s to start beginning the lie, in 60s and today, of a higher evolved race.
Right.
Well, why do you want that? To now the statistics, more people believe in aliens than in God. Because it's leading somewhere, and that is to explain away the rapture of the church.
Indeed, indeed. Well, let's remember as we come down to close this, we don't need to be filled with fear.
No. No, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And so as a Christian, it's not a time to be fearful. If anything, it's a time to be faithful and excited.
Yeah.
All this, if in fact, we don't know the day nor the hour, but if in fact UFOs, aliens, are going to be the explanation to explain away the rapture of the church, then all that tells us is, guess what? Rapture's got to happen pretty soon. I'm not going to be a date setter, because you can't do that, and you shouldn't do that. But man, that's getting close.
It is.
And so, which means what? Christ is coming back to get us. Is that bad news? Is that freaky news? No, that's best case scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
So it shouldn't be something to get scared of. It should be something to get excited. The rapture could very well be happen any time. And so, but it's also a way to get rid of procrastination. I got to get busy sharing the gospel with my loved ones, including my loved one who's enthralled with this false gospel, false savior, and let them know about Jesus before it's too late.
And that was exactly where I wanted to take this. And just, we have about a minute left. But if you cited the statistics of those who believe in the reality of this in our society and how prevalent it is, suppose I come to somebody and rather than being combative and argumentative, I want to get them to begin to think about the reality of Christ. Do you find a particular way to address that or approach that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a question to use or something.
Even again on this topic, we already know statistically our world is enthralled with this topic.
Right.
And they're expecting you and I to go, as a Christian, oh, that's not true, that's make-believe. But when you say, you know what, I agree with you, mm-hmm. they're like, what? Really?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, I agree with you. I think there really is something going on. But let's begin the process, and that's what the resource does. Let's take a look at this, and where is this leading to? And you just start leading them ultimately towards the real and one and only Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's a great witnessing opportunity.
Amen. And that's where we have to close. He is the only way. Call on Jesus today if you need to be saved and forgiven, and we're going to keep looking up till He comes.